So we're talking about songs today and the Psalms. Those are ancient songs written a long time ago to God in your happiness, in your sadness. So I was thought we could talk today and find out if there are any favorite songs that you have that always make you feel better. Like I love Katy Perry's Firework. I won't sing it for you. Is there anything that you like in particular? I see you smiling. Hello Kitty. You like Hello Kitty. I don't think she has a theme song, though. Otherwise, we'd go with that. Well, I'm going to play you a couple of songs that I've got here in my phone, and I know it's an antiquated phone, but it does what it needs to do. I have tunes and ringtones in here, depending on who calls, just a few of them. So if this one plays... That's my brother, because he loves football. And if my little six-year-old niece calls, she's going to be six in July. She wears only pink, which you'll appreciate. And here's her favorite song. Call me maybe. 6 years old. And I have a friend who lives in New York. So when she calls, the New York State of Mind, but it's the updated one. So why I'm playing those for you is all of those songs, they mean something when that ringtone goes off, and it always brightens my day. It makes me feel happy because I love each of those people. And that's kind of how it is with us and God. He's got a happy song about us. When we call him up with prayers, whether we're happy or sad or dealing with something tough or studying for a test or practicing for a game, he's right there with us with a happy song about us. And so remember that, especially when you're feeling tough times. God always has a happy song when you ring him up. He's glad to hear from you. So, all right, let's pray together. Hold hands if you don't mind, boys. All right, if you'll just repeat after me. Thank you, God, for giving me a song to sing in praise to you. We thank you for the happy and the sad songs, because we know you sing them with us. Amen. Thank you, guys. You're great.